community churches across the spectrum on how to really be prepared for what seems to be a trend in our country right now, and that's violence in churches. It's a very important thing that they do, and we're excited to be able to host that seminar here at Grace.
Now, this is something we've been hearing news stories over time about this, and the least likely place that one would expect would be a church where something bad to happen.
Yeah, you're right.
It just doesn't even enter our minds.
It doesn't. And that makes us vulnerable that it doesn't enter our minds as it should. This is a very cool opportunity to kind of get that at the forefront. And when we're in a building on Sunday mornings or whatever the day may be, that we're aware of our surroundings. And that's what these guys do, is come and bring us those scenarios, walk us through things that could happen and have happened in other places, and prepare us for how to handle that.
Well, who should be attending this?
You know, the whole community, really. I mean, we're going to extend an offer to all of the law enforcement community that they can attend our seminar for free.
Mm-hmm.
But this is for anybody that is a volunteer in a church, on a staff in a church, but or in any capacity in their work life or dealing with the public. This is a very important opportunity to sharpen our skills.
Now, we have a presenter who is going to conduct the seminar. Can you tell us about Mr. Jimmy Meeks?
Jimmy Meeks has a very, very impressive background. Jimmy has been a minister for years and years. He was in law enforcement for over 40 years. He has actually attended a church for many, many years where there was an instance of church violence several years ago. Jimmy's had his boots on the ground in these scenarios, and I'm really excited to have Jimmy come and speak with us.
Well, this is going to be great. We also encourage law enforcement officers to attend.
Absolutely, and we're offering it free for them. And they actually get, through their CLEAT arrangement, they get continuing education credits for attending this as well, which is an important thing.
Now, Jimmy, like you said, is a retired police officer. He's also been a minister.
Yeah.
A Bible and a badge, that's an interesting combination.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. He sees both sides of the coin there, and can bring some perspective that very, very few of us are able to have.
Now, when we go to this, we can pre-register at a link on the internet. It's sheepdogsafety.com,
right?
And I'll have this up here on our website and on our Facebook page so people can go to it. When are we going to do this again? What's the date?
July 17th. Mm-hmm. That's a Saturday. We're going to do it at Grace Community Church here in Bartlesville from 8:30 to 1 p.m.
All right, so this is going to be a kind of comprehensive. It's not only the outline, but we're going to fill it in so with some details so that everyone can be prepared just in case.
Absolutely true.
Now, this seminar is, like we said, is something that's long overdue, and I know this is kind of close to your heart. You have a son who's a police officer.
My son's a police officer in Oklahoma City, and yes, this is a subject very close to my heart.
Man, you know, you guys have a diverse calling in your family there.
We do. We do.
I like that.
There's a lot of ways to serve, and I'm proud of both my sons who have taken on careers who do exactly that.
Well, that is amazing, you know.
Yep.
Pop, you ought to be proud.
I am.
Dale Willis is with us. And once again, if you want to pre-register, you can just go to sheepdogseminars.com. Or sheepdogsafetytraining.com. That'll get you right there, too. You'll find out a little bit about Jimmy Meeks, who will be the presenter. And, again, you know, when we talk about going to church, the last thing we think about is, you know, someone deciding that they're going to have a bad day.
Right.
And we've seen this play out on the national news. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's just overwhelming. It just overwhelms the sentences.
It is.
One day you're praising God, and 10 yep. seconds later you're ducking under the pews.
Yeah, yeah. And we owe it to the people that come in our building on Sunday morning to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Most churches have a security team in place.
They do.
But what we'll do at this seminar is we'll walk through how to train a security team, how they should behave on a Sunday morning, what they should watch for. Some very important components of being on a security team other than just being in the building. There are things that we should be doing in terms of being proactive, being preventative towards an incident.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. These people who are trained for security detail, they know what to look for that the average person would miss if it was right
absolutely
in front of them.
Absolutely true.
And that's just how good they are.
That's the whole concept of a sheepdog. A sheepdog is watching out for his flock, being proactive, always on guard, always looking for what mm-hmm. others are not seeing, and really, really proud of these guys for their effort across the country. This is the Sheepdog Seminar Group go coast to coast, teaching and training church staffs and communities on how to behave in a tough spot.
You know, I have to hand it to Grace Community Church, very proactive on a lot of fronts, and also meeting people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good talent. And just last night you had the big event.
Yeah,
that was well attended.
Great event, well attended. Yeah, that was really a cool deal.
And we have another big event coming up in August. I don't want to take too much away from what we got going on here coming up in just a few days, but we've got some other things coming up.
We do. Late August, we're nailing down dates right now. We're going to do a law enforcement appreciation cookout for the law enforcement community in Washington County and Osage County. And we just feel like that it's up to us to build relationships with these guys and ladies and show them how much they're appreciated and find out ways that we can serve them better while they serve us.
That is tremendous. You know, that it's a hard job, and you know that firsthand.
It is.
To just hear thank you once in a while goes a long way for these folks who really put it on the line every day.
I hope so.
So once again, this event that we have coming up, it is July 17th. It's on a Saturday. And mark it down. It's going to be from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Grace Community Church. That's out there at 1500 King Drive here in Bartlesville. The cost is $30 a person, and you can pre-register at sheepdogsafetytraining.com. And if you're an officer, things are a little bit different. Just show up.
That's absolutely true. They don't even have to pre-register. If you're a local law enforcement officer, you're going to be able to attend for free, and we appreciate that.
Now, Grace Community Church serves everyone. And
I think so.
Yeah, you think so?
I know so. Yeah,
you're reaching out to a lot of people. And where can people find Grace Community Church online if they want to? If they're looking for a church, we have people moving in all the time. You can tell because it's hard to buy a house these days.
Yep.
Or even rent
very
one.
Very much so.
So with new folks coming in, they're looking for a church. How do they find you?
GCCBartlesville.org. GCCBartlesville.org. Online, our website, and a lot of ways to connect through that website. We also have an app that you can download, Grace Community Church Bartlesville. You go to the App Store and download the app and get plugged into some things, but we're trying to move forward.
Indeed you are. And you know, the pandemic put everybody kind of on the pause a little bit, but you kept going. The church found ways to connect online, and that app thing's kind of new. How new is that?
That is fairly new. It's been in place for several months, but it's been refined and tweaked, and it's bringing a lot of people, you know, to us that haven't had that avenue before.
It's so handy. You just click it with your thumb, and you're there.
Boom, you're there. That's right. That's very cool. You can connect to the past sermons through the app. You can find all the different things we've got going on at Grace just through the app very easily.
And this is truly a cool way to connect with people.
Yeah.
This church safety seminar is one that if you've been thinking, you know, hey, what can I do to stay out of the news? This is a great way.
Yeah, it is.
To do that. I didn't mean to be so blunt, but
no, you're right.
Yeah, nobody really wants to be on that 6 o'clock news, and
unless
it's something really cool.
That's exactly right.
You know, like a bake sale.
Right. Well, we appreciate how you guys have made yourselves available for us to share things like this with our community.
Well, you know, it's our pleasure to do that, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again coming up here in a little bit on the next venture. But again, we got to get this information out, folks. It's our church safety seminar with Grace Community Church. They're hosting it with a special presenter, and his name is Jimmy Meeks, retired officer, 35 years in law enforcement, been a minister for over 47 years. That is a combination, man. I got to meet this guy.
Yeah,
I got to see this to be real. And I know he is. But anyway, the date is July 17th. It's on a Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's at Grace Community Church. And again, that website is sheepdogsafetytraining.com. Dale, I want to thank you for coming in. Anything we missed? Anything I passed you by?
I think we did great. I appreciate the opportunity.
All righty. Thank you very much. And you've been listening to our Community Connection.
Maybe this is the year that